Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Vargis, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 285. Today we are going to take up the discussion about the biological special program of the lower urinary tract. That means the bladder, mucosa and the urethra. The structure and function of these organs have certain differences in males and females. In the case of males, the urethra reaches up to the end of the penis and carries not only urine but also semen during ejaculation. The prostate surrounds the neck of the bladder. In females, bladder is positioned in front of the uterus and urethra near the front wall of the vagina. The bladder is a hollow muscular organ where the urine received from the renal pelvis is temporarily stored. This urine is eliminated through the urethra. The inner wall of the urethra has both smooth and striated muscles. As in the case of foot muscle, moved by the smooth muscles of the intestinal wall, the smooth muscles of the urethra through peristaltic action facilitate the flow and elimination of the urine morsel through the urethra. We discuss in details about the lining of the bladder and urethra only. It consists of squamous epithelium originated from the ectoderm and is controlled from the cerebral cortex. From the knowledge of the embryology and evolution, we know that originally there were two bladders and later they joined together to form a single bladder. But in the case of kidneys, there was a single kidney originally, which later divided to form two kidneys. Therefore, there are two brain control centers for the bladder and the urethra. Let us study them in details. It is the temporal lobe, part of the post-sensory cortex, from where the epithelial lining of the bladder and urethra are controlled. You may specially note that the right half of the bladder and the right half of the urethra are controlled from the left cortical hemisphere, and the left half of the bladder and the left half of the urethra are controlled from the right cortical hemisphere. It is positioned next to the control center of the rectum lining. That means there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the organ. In the brain, the control centers of the bladder and urethra, as well as that of the renal pelvis and the ureters, share the same brain relay. As a result, which organ will be affected by the conflict is a random choice. We will learn later that the same brain relay controls the prostatic ducts and the ejaculatory ducts. Now let us learn the biological conflict linked to the bladder mucosa and the urethral mucosa, the most important point in today's topic. Please attend carefully. The biological conflict linked to the bladder mucosa and the urethra is also a male territorial marking conflict and a female marking conflict, just as the renal pelvis and the ureters, depending on a person's gender, laterality and hormone status. We saw already what is territorial marking conflict earlier. Again, we will learn it when we will discuss the marking constellation under the schizophrenic constellations later. Now let us learn in detail how males and females, depending on their gender laterality and hormone status, will get affected by either territorial marking conflict or marking conflicts. You can better note them down in a tabular form so that you can remember them well. First, the case of males. A right-handed male with a normal hormone status and a territorial marking conflict will have his left renal pelvis and urethra affected. A left-handed male with a normal hormone status and with a territorial marking conflict will have his right renal pelvis and ureter affected. A right-handed male with a low testosterone status and a marking conflict will have his right renal pelvis affected. A left-handed male with a low testosterone status and with a marking conflict will have his left renal pelvis and the ureter affected. Now let us see the various affections in females. a right-handed female with normal hormone status and with a marking conflict will have her right renal pelvis and ureter affected. A left-handed female with normal hormone status and with marking conflict will have her left renal pelvis and ureter affected. A right-handed female with a low estrogen status and with a territorial marking conflict will have her left renal pelvis and ureter affected. A left-handed female with low estrogen status and with a territorial marking conflict will have her right renal pelvis and ureter affected. It may be noted that with left-handers, the conflict is transferred to the opposite brain hemisphere. Also, the territorial conflicts, sexual conflicts, and the separation conflicts are the primary conflict themes of the ectodermal organs. We will continue the rest of the SBS of the bladder mucosa and the urethra tomorrow. Till then, my best wishes are with you. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.